BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It is Friday the 13th in the Madhouse. Welcome to Spooky Gooms and Goblins Radio.
Man, I live in Larry in the Water Madhouse, 73 degrees. Today's high is going to be right near 91 with rain in the forecast throughout most of the day. Your morning rain chances at about 30% is going to increase throughout the morning, throughout the day, and right after lunchtime, about 2 o'clock, is increasing till about 60% and increasing throughout the rest of the afternoon. So you're probably going to run into an afternoon pop-up shower on your drive home this afternoon. So be prepared to drive careful and put your phone down, shut up, turn your lights on, and drive, people, drive, people. Just get ready to drive, people. But it is Friday, Friday the 13th inside the Madhouse. Are y'all superstitious? We're going to find out if the Madhouse is superstitious up next. In the Madhouse with me this morning, y'all say what's up to Miss Jessica, the girl next door.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces, and this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, everyone.
What up, Miss Jessica?
You okay? You needed something to drink?
It is Friday the 13th. I want to suck your blood.
Your voice sounds scratchy. Get you some water.
Are you superstitious?
I am.
You are?
I am.
What is one of your biggest superstitions?
I will not split a pole.
Oh, yeah. You do say that a lot.
Y'all gonna ride that pole. Don't split that pole.
You do say that a lot.
I will not split a pole. Nope. Don't do it.
Okay. That's what's up. How was your night last night?
What did I do last night? Shout out to the students over at Butler High School.
Butler.
We had a good time. Over 600 students over there, and we popped up on them with Polo G.
Oh, y'all popped up with the gang.
Good time. We had a really good time. They one of the students got up there and performed. We played some games. It was B Notes and Butterfingers and myself. Shout out to Han Solo. He went out there. And they sung happy birthday to me. So shout out to them. We had a good time. Shout out to Miss Gamble. She's the assistant principal. She helped us put that together. And Principal LeGrand for letting us come over there with Polo G.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Butler, also in the Madhouse with us this morning. Y'all say what's up to comedian Burpee.
I say good morning.
Everybody in Rock Hill.
Good morning.
Everybody in Fort Mill.
Good morning.
Everybody in Mooresville.
Good morning.
Everybody all the way back in Charlotte, America.
Good morning.
I want to suck your blood.
What's up, Bert? Are you superstitious?
No, I'm not superstitious at all. Yeah. It's a bunch of malarkey.
You know what you think it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's all.
How was your night last night, Big Dog?
Man, listen, I stayed up and watched that trash game last night. Messing up my sleep.
Oh, boy, these comments this morning just reading down my timeline is...
Listen, they're going in on you, boy.
Yeah, it's not looking good. I mean,
but it's not just him, though. Like,
well, you know, when you lead, you get the blame. You get all of the blame and none of the credit. That's how it goes.
Yeah, I guess.
That's what they say.
But they look like... I don't know. Their passing game just doesn't look...
I could tell you what it is. Like, you have no one... on the outside or the inside, besides Christian McCaffrey, that can win a matchup. Like
when you
break down the Carolina Panthers, there's nobody on that side of the football outside of Cam Newton and Christian McCaffrey that you would say as a defense coordinator that you would say scares me. Nobody, because nobody wins their matchup. Greg Olsen can't win his matchup anymore. Time after time. Curtis Samuel doesn't win his matchup. DJ
Moore put up 15 points for me last night.
Yeah, that's, DJ Moore doesn't win his matchup, so you really don't have anybody you can say, well, it's third and eight, outside of Christian McCaffrey. Now, he might go out there and win his matchup, but they use him so much, he be tired.
Yeah, he ain't win the matchup he should have won and getting in the end zone, or at least getting the first down last night, the
burpee,
last play.
Burpee, his percentage of uses is 97%. They use him every play. He was tired.
This is true.
He was tired. He needed a Gatorade break.
North Turner still got that 90s offense, like, they need to step their offense up. They need to accommodate, to Cam Newton's strengths.
You have nobody to win a matchup. I don't care what you do with the offense. You have no one who can win a matchup. You don't have talent. When you don't have talent, you can't win, Burpee. That's just it.
They got the talent, though.
Web out.
They got speed on the outside.
Web out. Who?
Who? Curtis Samuel.
He not going to beat
DJ
no corner.
Moore.
What number one corner in the league is Curtis Samuel going to run past? He's not going to run past Jair Alexander. He's not going to run past Stephon Gilmore.
He's the number one receiver, so he ain't got to run by him.
DJ Moore's not going to do it either. So who do you have?
I don't know. Exactly. I'm trying to be optimistic.
I'm just telling the truth. They, I get on here and tell the truth. That is the truth. I see everybody keep talking about Cam. Cam is not his fault. He's holding the ball and he's taking sacks. He's getting punished back. He got punished last night.
He did.
Cam got punished last night.
He did.
And it's because nobody can win a matchup outside of Christian McCaffrey. And until you go get somebody to do that, that's what you're going to continue to see happen. Now, your defense is playing lights out. They're keeping you in ball games. The first two ball games, they have kept the Carolina Panthers in both of these first two home games. They had a chance to win both of them. It don't work out because you don't have nobody to win a matchup. That's just it. And that is my sports analysis of the morning. Today's inspiration, the power word of the morning. I was at the game last night, by the way. And shout out to my sweet attendant, Shakita. Hey, Shakita. Today's inspiration, the power word of the morning is coming from Pastor Jay, Next Level Ministries.
Good, glorious morning. This is Pastor Jay with your power.
Yeah, packing the mail is gone.
Gone.
She like how I smell cologne.
Cologne.
Yeah, yeah. It's on. No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Welcome to Friday 13th edition of the Madhouse. 6:06, 6 minutes after 6 o'clock. High today in the Queen City is going to be right near 91, 73 degrees. Rain came through last night and disturbed the Carolina Panther game. So we were in the stadium and then they asked everybody to leave out. It was crazy. It was almost like a hurricane announcement or something. They was like, you need to leave the stadium now.
Bro, it did not rain in Concord.
And go for cover. It was pouring down downtown Charlotte. And it wasn't so much as the rain, it was the lightning.
Right.
So they had a rain and lightning delay last night and delayed the game about 35 minutes. So, you know, they just wanted to make sure everybody was safe. But once the game resumed, it was cool. But it was just crazy the way and it was crazy how everybody just evacuated at the same time and it worked out. Nobody tripped. It was just, all right, we just go in here and drink and do whatever we're doing. All right, you know what time it is inside the Madhouse.
It's time for the Madhouse question of the day, which is being brought to you by $2 Fridays going down at the White House. No Limit Larry, DJ Butterfingers broadcasting live from 10 p.m. until midnight. You can go to power98fm.com for more details. All right, using the hashtag MHQOTD. Today we want to know, because it is Friday the 13th, we want to know, of these scary characters, who would win between these matchups?
Uh-oh.
You got who would win between Jason versus Michael Myers?
Mm-hmm.
Chucky versus Annabelle, because they're both dolls. And Jigsaw versus Hannibal Lecter, because they were both so smart. So this is our Friday the 13th class of the scary people. So who I would pick between Jason versus Michael Myers, going Michael Myers easily. Chucky versus Annabelle, I'm going Annabelle. She never talked. She never said a word. She was just a scary spirit. Jigsaw versus Hannibal Lecter. See, Jigsaw would have to catch you first. Hannibal Lecter just walk up on you and kill you smart, intelligently.
Mm.
So I'm going Hannibal Lecter.
You crazy. Go ahead, Jessica. What you got?
Give me the first one again.
Jason versus Michael Myers.
Jason versus Michael Myers. Michael Myers.
Chucky versus Annabelle.
Chucky.
And Jigsaw versus Hannibal Lecter.
Hannibal Lecter.
Yonkers. Come on, man. Jason, we got 9,000 Jasons, and we only got like 6 Michael Myers. Jason gonna kill Michael Myers 15 different ways and 15 different times. Chucky versus Annabelle. First of all, Chucky gonna talk Annabelle to death, and then he gonna kill her, and then he gonna make a joke about it while he killing her. Cause Chucky was funny, and he was deaf. He was a funny deaf guy. And then Jigsaw versus Hannibal Lecter. Jigsaw gonna trick Hannibal Lecter into whatever position he want him to be in, and then he gonna say,
"Hannibal Lecter, this is Jigsaw. I saw you walking down the street the other day, and I need to know. You thinking?"
That's not his saying.
But you know he always
would you like to play a game?
Yeah, then it dips, you know, would you like to play a game? Man, he gonna have Hannibal Lecter tied up somewhere and in about 15 different pieces with some acid about to drip on his face. I love acid Jigsaw.
Drip on his face.
You know he gonna put you in a machine or something and you ain't gonna be able to get out. And you're going to have to figure out how to get out, but you ain't going to make it. Yeah. So I'm going Jason, Chucky, and Jigsaw for my clash of the scary people.
Well, who you got? Head on over to our Instagram pages, at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at I Am Burpee. You can leave a comment, or you can hit us up in the DMs, or you can always leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780. No Limit Larry!
Power98FM.com is your one stop for everything.
My homie's DJ, he feels some type of way.
It's Nola Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Boy, it's time for that Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folk got to hit his shit. No cap.
6:21 here in the Queen City. It's time for a Nosy Neighbor News Quickie. Queen Sugar fans, I've got some good news for you. The show has been renewed for a 5th season by OWN. So I'm very, very excited about that. The series was created by Ava DuVernay and executive produced by Oprah Winfrey. So you're about to get a new season of Queen Sugar. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I
want
to know what it is Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie! Tell that.
You watch Queen Sugar?
I surely do.
I haven't got it yet, but I seen it, but I haven't started watching it yet, but I want to, because I hear so many good things about it, and I hear so many people talking about it.
It is a great series.
It is?
Yes.
All right, so I guess I'll start watching it this weekend on my phone or something. All right, YFN, Lucha, Trey Songz, all night long. We got your Morning Madhouse. Classic throwback on the way. And, of course, it's a cheerleading Friday. Myers Park is in the building this morning. Oh, this is going to be a good one. It's Power 98.
Gotta be worthy,
yeah.
But don't gotta be perfect. Oh no. You just gotta be worthy, yeah.
No. That's my song right there. None of it, Larry, the Water Madhouse. What we got going on, Miss Jessica?
You know what it is. It's a Cheerleader Friday.
It's Cheerleader Friday. No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
Let's go. That's right. It is a Cheerleader Friday live in the Madhouse. And we have the ladies from Myers Park High School. If you want to see them do their thing, we are live on Instagram and Facebook. Like, they've been so excited. They didn't start this shit like 3 times. But we are at Power 98 FM. Are you ready, ladies?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it.
And we can't be beat.
Fire on up. Get out of your seat. Because we are the Mustangs and we can't be beat. Fire on up. Get out of your seat. Cause we are the Mustangs and we can't be beat. Fire on up, get out of your seat. Cause we are the Mustangs and we can't be beat.
Let's go, Mustangs!
That's right, we got more with the ladies from Myers Park High School coming up next. Keep it locked. It's a Cheerleader Friday in the Madhouse.
It's Cheerleader Friday with No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse.
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's Blood for new hip hop and R&B. They just went crazy to that little song right there, sweetie. Janae Aiko, City Girls, Myers Park is in the building.
It's Tuesday to Friday with No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98. Let's go!
And if you want to see him live, we are on Instagram and Facebook at Power 98 FM. Let's go, Myers Park!
Let's go! Yay! Myers Park, scream! For that green machine, oh yeah, white and green. Love that Myers Park team, what? Myers Park, scream! For that green machine, oh yeah, white and green. Love that Myers Park team, what? Myers Park, scream!
We're gonna meet these ladies up next.
It's Tuesday to Friday with No Limit Larry in the morning.
Yep, it's Power 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. And y'all know each and every Friday, we have a Chilita Friday or either Cool Kid Friday. Today is a Chilita Friday inside the Madhouse. And, of course, we got the Myers Park Chilitas in the building. They're actually the Power 98 game of the week. They'll be taking on South Mech tonight at South Mech. And we will be in attendance for that game. And real quick, Ms. Jessica, how do you get on a Chilita Friday? If you got a cheer squad and you want to get the cheer squad on.
If you're a cheer squad and you're trying to come hang out in the Madhouse, it's very easy. Just send us an email, morningmadhouse@gmail.com. And Madhouse has two D's. We want high school, middle school, rec squads, elementary school, all the cheerleaders that are out there. We want you to come hang out in the Madhouse. Morningmadhouse@gmail.com.
Send an email. Send. Send an email.
Send.
M-A-I-L. Send. Send an email.
Okay.
Send. Go email.
Yes. Yes.
Send.
Go find email.
Go find email.
Send.
Spirit fingers.
Send.
Since then. All right, let's meet these ladies. There's a lot of them.
Yes.
Let's meet the Myers Park Chilitas. Good morning, ladies. Who are you?
I'm Millie Thomas, and I'm a freshman. Hi, Mom.
Hey, Mama.
I'm Lindsay Matea, and I'm a freshman.
Hey, Lindsay.
I'm Mia Postal, and I'm a sophomore.
I'm Campbell Ferris, and I'm a junior. MPU, no!
Uh-oh, MPU, no!
I'm Caroline Luff, and I'm a junior.
I'm Amelia Ho, and I'm a junior. Let's go, Mustangs.
Hi, I'm Kylie Williams, and I'm a junior.
I'm Halsey Patrick, and I'm a junior.
I'm Ellie Nedridge, and I'm a senior.
I'm Elizabeth Pizzo, and I'm a senior.
I'm Evelyn Dalton, and I'm a senior.
I'm Emmy Fleshwood, and I'm a senior.
I'm Addie Lane, and I'm a senior. Hi, Mom.
And I'm Louise Thomas, and I'm a senior.
Hold up. Let me say, can't forget about her.
They are
the most well put together chilling team that's ever been up here. Like, most of the time we be like, y'all gotta give a shout out. They gotta figure it out. And she said, look, we're gonna do this. You on this mic. And it just flows so smooth.
Come on, coach.
We can't forget about coach.
Come on, coach.
Because when the sweetie dropped, the coach was back here.
The coach was over
coach
there.
Coach went
home. She might have went to HBCU.
Hi, I'm Mason Callahan. I'm the head coach at Myers Park Cheer.
Okay, Mason Callahan. Yes. You like that sweetie song too, the sweetie and City Girls?
Oh, I love that song. I'll dance to it if you put it back on.
Snow to Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Thank you, Myers Park Chilitas, for hanging out with us this morning. We'll see y'all tonight over at South Mech as South Mech takes on Myers Park tonight. And it should be a good one.
You know, I got to give a shout out to my son over there, Twan Flip.
Twan!
What's going on, Flip? Doing it real big.
Transfer.
Yeah, he transferred. He's over at Myers Park. And we also have to send a shout out to David LeGrand. David LeGrand goes to Myers Park. He's a new student over there also.
Shout out to a lot of folks over there at MP. I know a lot of cats over there that go to MP. So shout out to them. And they play football. So
yep.
I'll see y'all tonight. Coming up inside the Madhouse, we're going to let y'all shine.
This is WPEG. Gastonia, Charlotte, Concord, Rock Hill. And home of...
Girl, you on simp? He say you all about money.
Say what?
Yeah, I'm on that cash.
Say what? Shout out to the MP Cheerleaders. They went crazy when they came on. Snow Libby Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop at R&B. 7:06, 6 minutes after 7 o'clock. Today's high is going to be right in the 91, 73 degrees. And watch out for some rain in the forecast. After lunchtime, right around probably in the 2 o'clock, 2 or 3 o'clock hour, that's when the rain is slated to start and be with us throughout the day and even until tonight and tomorrow. So watch out for your rain chances increasing heavily on your drive home. All right. No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Y'all know what we do about this time. Your kids doing well. Your mama doing well. Shout out to yo daddy!
Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Go.
Power 98, good morning. You want to let that light shine on somebody?
Yes, I want to shine on my sister, Brandy Williams. Happy birthday, boo. It's from baby sis, Tiff.
Shine on me. 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 Shine on me.
Power 98, good morning. Who trying to let shine?
Good morning. Happy Sunday, Friday.
Hey, April. Who you trying to let shine this morning?
You're welcome. I am letting everybody shine this morning. It's Friday, we made it, but especially my daddy, because he put up my baby bed.
Oh, he put up your baby bed? Oh, that's so cute.
Power 98, good morning. Who you letting that light shine on?
Good morning. I'm letting my nephew, Mario the Mic Man, shine. Happy birthday, nephew. Love you so much.
Happy Mario, birthday, Mario!
Mic Man, we're doing a lot more. Happy birthday, Mario.
Power 98, good morning. Who you trying to let shine?
All right.
Okay, that's cool. That's rude, but okay. Good morning. Who you trying to let shine?
My grandson, Carter Hamrick. Today is his birthday. He turned 5 years old.
Carter! Happy birthday. Power 98, you letting that light shine?
Yes, I'm trying to let Tabitha Cherry and Alicia Allen shine. Happy birthday.
A lot of birthdays.
There are a lot of people that were born on September 13th. That were born on September 13th. Power 98, good morning. Who trying to let shine?
Good morning. I'm going to let my niece, Madison, shine. She is getting up, getting ready to go to school this morning. Have a good day, baby girl.
I want to let all the kids over there at Piedmont Middle School shine. I visited their school actually last Friday recruiting for the Thomas Davis Leadership Academy. And shout out to all the students over there. Y'all doing a great job. And shout out to the teachers, man. The staff over there at Piedmont is well put together. So shout out to them. And shout out to my daughter because she go there. And shout out to my daughter, Landon, who goes to York Prep Academy too. So both of my daughters, man, y'all have a good day at school today because your daddy says so.
I have to send another big shout out to the 600 students that we popped up on over there at Butler High School yesterday. It was a good day. So shout out to all of the students over there at Butler High School, especially Miss Gamble, the assistant principal, and the principal, Mr. LeGrand.
All right, man, y'all know what's coming up. Miss Jessica's Nosy Neighbor News Quickie is on the way, and the Nosy Neighbor News is on the way, and hashtag Larry Mad is on the way at 7:40.
No limit, Larry!
Counting carbs? Smoothie King has...
Oh, no! Man, these folks got hit his... No cap.
All right, your Nosy Neighbor News is right around the corner. Big news for DJ Khaled coming down. Very, very excited for him. Also, Tracee Ellis Ross making a big announcement yesterday. Got details about that. Sad news for Adele. Going to be talking about that. And the nominations for the BET Hip Hop Awards are in. Who is leading the pack? Who got the most nominations in the BET at the BET Hip Hop Awards?
Most nominations. The baby got the most hip hop nominations. He killing the game right now. Let's go, Charlotte. Stand up. We up to
Bert. The most nominations at the hip. Cardi B.
No. You think Cardi B?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I'm going to let you know. I got details about that, who's going to be performing, some other nominees. We're going to give you all the details about the BET Hip Hop Awards coming up in your Nosy Neighbor News. And I got a chance for you to win some tickets. Keep it locked. Charlotte's plug.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie, tell that.
It's music from the baby and Offset is Babysitter here on Charlotte's Blood Power 98. Hey,
you know I ain't come to play this. Turn me up, snapping off the rip. Yo, say.
What's going on, Nosy Neighbors? It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It's time for your Nosy Neighbor.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
News for Friday, September the 13th, being brought to you by Disney on Ice. Disney on Ice is coming September 20th through the 22nd at the Spectrum Center, and Power 98 wants to give your child a chance to be a part of the show and sit in the on ice submarine ride during Under the Sea with the Little Mermaid. Enter to win at power98fm.com. DJ Khaled and his wife Nicole are about to have another one. He hopped on social media to say that the news of another son is a blessing. No word on a name just yet. You want to see the cute little announcement? I have it up on my Instagram story at Hey Miss Jessica. A Minnesota judge has issued a bench warrant against singer R. Kelly after he failed to appear in a courtroom to answer charges. According to the prosecutor, federal authorities in Illinois weren't willing to give them access to him. His attorney says he nor his client knew or got the notice of the case in Minnesota. Now, this Minnesota case is where Kells is accused of offering $200 to a 17-year-old girl to take her clothes off and dance for him back in 2001. The nominations for this year's BET Hip Hop Awards are in, and Cardi B is leading the pack. Look at Burpee. You finally got one right.
Bang, bang.
She has 10 nominations. Travis Scott, J. Cole, and DJ Khaled are next with 8 nominations. Each other nominees include Megan Thee Stallion, Nipsey Hussle, and Larry, you were also right. The baby is up there. He is nominated for a couple awards. I think it's about 4. The 2019 BET Hip Hop Awards will be taped on October 5th in ATL, and they're going to air on BET Tuesday, October 8th. So go ahead and mark your calendar. Tracee Ellis Ross made a huge announcement yesterday. The actress hopped on social media to announce that all of the ladies from Girlfriends will be on an episode of Black-ish. The episode is titled Feminist, and it airs on October 8th. You can check out that announcement as well on my Instagram story at Hey Miss Jessica. They all look amazing. So really excited about that one. Adele and her husband are throwing in the towel. The singer just filed for divorce from her husband after more than 7 years together. They separated back in April. Now, they do have a son together, and they say that they are committed to raising their son together lovingly. Happy birthday to Playboi Carti, Tyler Perry, Swizz Beatz, and Ayanla Vanzant. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica.
Power 98. Larry, the morning madhouse. That's right, Miss Jessica told you on the Nosy Neighbor News about DJ Khaled. What did she say about my boy, DJ Khaled? 570 WPEG. You got to let us know what she said about DJ Khaled. First caller through, correct answer. You getting that, tickets for Disney on Ice?
Disney on Ice. Let's go. 4-pack.
Oh, family 4-pack. Okay. Mm-hmm. Charlotte's plug, Power 98.
Oh! Get the latest news and celebrity gossip.
Yeah.
And find out.
Yep, Power 98 WPG. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B man, Polo G, Lil Gunna. I mean, yeah, Gunna, Lil Baby. Y'all know who it is. Pop out. Shout out to Polo G. They popped out with Miss Jessica yesterday. Where did y'all pop up at?
We popped out over there at Butler High School. 600 teens were out. First of all, I'm sorry. Did y'all just hear Larry do that baby sneeze?
What was that?
It was so cute. He was like,
that's how you gonna do me this morning? I was trying not to sneeze all over everything. That's why I covered myself like this.
All he did was put a piece of paper up in front of his face. He ain't turned his head.
Adolescent ass sneeze.
Yes, queen.
That's how you gonna do me?
No, head to.
Sneeze ain't hit puberty yet. What? Get the damn sneeze out of here.
Next time I'm gonna come sneeze in your face. How about that? I didn't want to sneeze all over the mic. So.
Grow up with the sneeze.
Oh, immature ass sneeze.
It's all good. It's all good. I'll take it. I'll take it. I'll take it this morning. It's all good.
Woo. That was terrible.
Somebody left some dust or something in there. I'm allergic to something. I'm allergic to something.
Was it baby dust?
Right. I don't know what it was.
Was it glitter? Are you sure it wasn't glitter?
No. You know I'm allergic to... Never mind. You finished talking about Paulo G?
Toddler sneeze. Okay.
I didn't want to be disrespectful.
Well, I pet the baby on his back.
Yeah, please do. Please do.
Oh, my goodness.
Nola Valeria in the Morning Madhouse right now. Make sure y'all go log on to our Instagram page and vote on our Madhouse question of the morning, which is what, Burpee?
The Madhouse question of the day is, because it's September 13th, we want to know who would win out of these three matchups. It's the clash of the scared people characters. Who would win between Chucky versus Annabelle? Who would win between Jason versus Michael Myers? Who would win between Jigsaw versus Hannibal Lecter? I'm getting all kind. One thing that I am getting out of the first one is everybody saying Chucky would beat Annabelle. I'm getting a lot of Chucky versus Annabelle. Would beat Annabelle. But the Jason versus Michael Myers, I'm getting mixed matches on that, too.
All right, so you can definitely go to our Instagram pages and vote, or leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780, or you slide in our DMs, and definitely leave us your responses. Right now, it's time for hashtag Larry Mad.
Hachewy.
Larry Mad is being brought to you by World Nightclub. You know it's a 935 reunion party going down next Saturday, September the 21st, hosted by yours truly and Mr. Incognito. 805 Shava, Power 98, bringing it to you. More details are all going to Power98FM.com. All right, today, Larry is mad at Mary Boo. Mary Boo in Houston, she owns and runs a salon that denied service to a young lady because she was too big. You're too big. You cannot get service in
Larry,
my salon.
Larry, don't do that.
Nope. You're too big.
Don't do that, Larry.
That's what the lady said.
Larry. You read that story the right way.
Mary Boo said, I cannot get her service.
Don't do that, Larry.
She's too big. Mary Boo. Mary Boo, that's her name. Mary Boo, she runs the salon. It's called Rose Salon in Houston. I just left Houston a few weeks ago, and it's crazy. Like, so this lady, she's a heavyset young woman, and Mary Boo said, you too big. I cannot service you. She wanted to come in and get a pedicure, and Mary said she didn't mean any disrespect, but she said the week before somebody came in, and they were big, and they broke her chair, so... I mean, she didn't want to get this woman service because she thought she was going to break her chair. You break my chair. You going to break my chair. No service for you.
Larry?
No service. You too big.
I was about to say, what her weight got to do with her feet?
Because you got to sit in the chair to get your feet done, Pepper.
Ain't no damn weight capacity on them chairs.
Obviously it is. The lady said her chair was broke, Pepper. I'm saying you couldn't work it out. That's what I'm mad at, because I'm if you already experienced this before, where you had somebody that was heavy that came in and broke a chair, then you should have made some adjustments in your salon so that you don't have this happen again. Or you could have just had to lay on the floor and get the service. You can't lay on the floor and get the
really?
Service.
Really?
I'm just saying.
Shout out to all those beautiful big girls.
I mean, shout out to them. But, I mean, what would you do? So what do you do in a situation like that?
I'm leading the BBB.
No, what do you do in a situation like this, big back burpee?
I'm going to lead the big girl brigade up to the nail salon. That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, yeah.
We all going to go up there and we're going to be like, y'all service them or we going to shut it down. We're going to sit in every chair. So you don't want to sit in one.
You going to break them all?
I'm going to bring all of them out.
Jessica, what do you do in a situation like this? Because I know you go get a manicure and pedicure. So what do you do in a situation like
this? You just simply do not give this business your money. Okay. You leave. And but you make sure that people know.
As a business owner, what would you do, though?
As a business owner?
Yeah, because obviously, you know, you already had somebody break a chair before, and now this person come in, and you think they're going to break, you know, they can quite possibly break your chair. What do you do?
I don't tell the person that they can't sit in the chair. We don't know if that's the reason. We don't know if because the previous person was so big that that's the reason why the chair broke. We're assuming.
That's what Mary Boo said.
All right.
The owner of the salon.
Well, then Mary Boo should have put a weight restriction in front.
She should have put a sign up.
Yeah, put a sign up.
Put a sign up, Mary. All right, man. Find out what else I've been mad about.
Make sure it's on your website and on your front door, though. Because if I show up, you're going to have to service me.
Hashtag Larry Mad. Hit the hashtag. See what else I've been mad about. Incognito is live in the kitchen up next.
That girl's a girl.
Visit the all-new Capital Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Indian Trail during
a...
Power 98 WPG 935 reunion party is going down next Saturday, September the 21st. You already know I'm in the building. Adolph, what up, big dog? My man Judah, boy. You know the whole city. Bubba, what's up, boy? Captain Marlin, you already know it's about to be crazy at World Nightclub. Next Saturday, September 21st, you know it's going down. 900 NC Music Factory Boulevard. We all the way in now. Log on to power98fm.com for more details. Right now, we got to get Burpee Stalks.
Sometimes I had them thoughts. All right, it's Friday, Larry, and it just happens to be Friday the 13th. A lot of people are scared of today. A lot of people are superstitious, but Friday the 13th don't mean nothing to me. I've seen too much in my life, Larry. I know plenty more things that's scarier than Friday the 13th. You ever got caught talking smart under your breath to your mama? That's scarier than September the 13th.
You right about that? She knocked the life out of me. I'm still trying to catch my breath.
My mama, I swear my mama's shoe was a boomerang. I don't know what happened, but she done caught me in the back of the head a couple times. It's plenty of things. You know, some people are scared of black cats. If they see black cat on Halloween or they see a black cat walk across them, they say that's bad luck. That ain't nothing. You know what I'm scared of? I'm scared of black Twitter. You seen how they came out of nowhere and they will jump all on your ass? Black people on Twitter, black Twitter is something special and scary all at the same time. It'd be a whole bunch of people with no avatars talking about you and your family. I don't even know how they found that much information about me.
Yeah, I thought she was going to die. Die, dead.
All I said was Nicki Minaj need to give it up and they wanted to fight me across the street at the CVS. I don't know where that came from, Larry.
Mm-hmm.
People are scared to walk under a ladder or split a pole. They will stop and go the other direction. That ain't nothing. You know what's going to make me stop and go the other direction? If I'm walking with my girlfriend and my wife is walking towards us. That's going to make me stop and go the other way.
You know what? I don't even want no more of this conversation. I'm out. You on your own, big dog.
Damn September 13th. I don't care nothing about superstitions or Halloween or none of that. There's plenty of stuff going on in my life that's scarier than Michael Myers or Jason Voorhees.
And those were Burpee Stalks. Think about it!
What you thought?
From the True Liant Federal Credit Union Traffic Center.
Y'all know this.
Man, these folks got to hit his shit. No cap.
All right, it's time for your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie. It is 8:22. Queen Sugar fans got some good news for you. The show has been renewed for a fifth season by OWN. You know, that was created by Ava DuVernay and executive produced by Oprah Winfrey. So congratulations to them. We're getting another season of Queen Sugar Season 5. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie! Tell that.
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse coming up next. You know what it is. We're going to find out what's popping for the weekend. Charlotte's plug is Pod 98. Man, we about to find out what's popping for the weekend, and I'm kicking it off because today I'm invading Scarewinds. You know it's Friday the 13th, Scarewinds. They're kicking it off with Scarewinds, and they got the mazes. So you got to come through and try to do this Scarewinds escape room. I am your escape room coach. So come through today. If you're off work, it starts at 3 o'clock. It's going to run throughout the night, but I'll be there from 3 to 6 today at Scarewinds as they kick off Scarewinds for the holiday season. And, of course, you know, right after that, we invading Myers Park and South Mech. It's the Myers Park South Mech game at South Mech, the Friday Night Lights game of the week. And then after that, tonight, I'm at Two Lotta Fridays at the White House. Myself, DJ Butterfingers, 4809 Wilkinson Boulevard. Pull up on your boy.
All right, going down on Sunday, WWE will be live at the Spectrum Center. It is Clash of the Champions. You know, we had Sasha Banks up here earlier this week. She hopped in the Madhouse lift. You can check that video out on our Instagram page at Power98FM. Clash of the Champions going down this Sunday at Spectrum.
And y'all know I'm always talking about the movies going down, dropping this weekend. The movie with Nicolas Cage and Lawrence Fishburne is dropping, Running with the Devil. That drops today. Mm-mm. And The Goldfinch, that drops also. Yeah, y'all probably don't care about that. But still, if you want to go into something to do, go ahead and go to the movies, man, and check them jams.
Hold on. Don't Hustler come out today, too?
Hustler with Nicki Minaj.
With Cardi B.
Cardi and Jennifer Lopez and all of them. That does drop today.
So yeah. Lizzo makes an appearance.
Yeah.
Palmer's I definitely want to go see that.
Yeah, so make sure you go
for the acting.
Support Cardi B this weekend and everybody in that movie for the culture. Also this weekend, he's live in the Madhouse with us. We love when this guy come through, Mr. Corey Holcomb.
Hi, Corey.
What up, though?
Hey, what up?
What's up with you, man? What's been up?
Ain't nothing, man. Y'all talk about movies, man. You know, they got that one movie, Dwight Howard, man, called The Hole Within.
What's the name of it?
The Hole Within.
Who's his co-star?
Elite Yoga.
Wake up every weekday morning from 5:30 till 10 a.m. with No Limit Larry.
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. In here getting news from Corey Holcomb.
Yeah, I need to start calling Corey for the nosy neighbor news.
Corey got the news. I missed this whole story. So tell him the story we're talking about, Corey.
The girl who beat the case where she had the baby and she said it was a stillborn and she buried it in the backyard.
I missed this whole story, but I got it now. And yeah. Apparently, it's coming out of Ohio, right. but she got off. She got charged with corpse abuse.
Yeah.
Wow.
They took her word for it that the baby was a stillborn. Mm. They need to make a special on her, Surviving My Mama. Well, I'm saying they gave it R. Kelly with that nonsense. You know what I'm saying?
I would watch it.
Surviving My Mama. There's a lot of people.
A lot of them don't make it past their mama. Don't nobody say that. That's wrong. Ooh, Corey, you wrong for that. Do you know how many kids don't make it past their mama? The statistics show across the nation, mama abuse is real. Move on. They call it Mama Merkin.
Mama Merkin.
Yeah, that's now that's a T-shirt right there. Mama Merkin. Mama Merkin is a T-shirt. Right.
Woo! Mama, don't. If you put a little speaker in her stomach, you'll hear. Cool out, Mama.
That's the hell. That's the hell.
They had a little salmon with speakers in the stomach. At Planned Parenthood, they put the speakers in the stomach.
Mama Merkin. That's funny. Mama Merkin is
y'all
funny.
Y'all gonna get in trouble for this?
I'm pretty sure somebody gonna send an email.
Mama Merkin, though. Hashtag Mama Merkin. Right. Listen. I am done.
That's my daddy left me.
Corey, what you been up to, man? What's been going on with you, man?
I'm crazy. Talking crazy. Look, man. people like when people talk crazy. A lot of us seen that Dave Chappelle special.
Yep.
And a lot of us thought it was good. And people are trying to get it taken off Netflix. And I just feel like this world is too sensitive. Everything can be made funny by brilliant minds.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
It's like, you know, you can't get sensitive about this and not get sensitive about that.
Mm-hmm.
That's my whole thing, man. I put it out there.
Mm-hmm.
I say that all the time in here. I always say nothing is off limits. Right. Nothing is, if it's put together correctly, you can talk about anything. I just saw on Lil Duval's page, this was high praise. He said that he put a clip up of you, and he said this is one of the GOATs in comedy, but America is, I'm paraphrasing. He said society is too soft.
You know, man, it's like, there's a lot of people in Hollywood who know about me, like those agents and everything, but they scared of me. And I'm not going to switch it up because this is how I eat. Mm-hmm. I eat anyway.
Right.
People want to hear what I got to say. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Want to hear what a lot of people got to say. And Duval, good looking now, baby. See, when you be out here long enough, like we have, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It don't turn into, it's not competition no more. Like, when people first start meeting each other and they're young, they feel like, oh, I got to outdo somebody. We ain't got to outdo nobody. Good looking out, Duval. I got on the plane. Everybody knew about that. Oh, Duval just said this about you. I was like, wow. So, good looking out, boy.
That was an
R&B boy. Try to be like you, boy.
Do you consider yourself one of the greats, though?
You can't do that. You know, it's vanity if you speak on yourself.
I
watch what happens, and I'm like, I can't believe this fool found a lick. You know what I'm saying? But it ain't for me to say. But I tell you what, I feel good about what I do when I get off stage, because a lot of times I know I did something different on stage. I ripped the room up.
So, yeah, I enjoy. You're one of the favorite. Like, you're one of my favorite comedians. Like, you, every time you come, I would say I'm going to see Corey Holcomb.
He does,
and all
every
my
time.
And all my homeboys coming. Boy, Corey coming, and we in there
last so month.
And it's because I feel like you push the envelope and you ain't afraid. You know what I mean? You are who you are.
I can't switch it up. That's what makes me different. That's what makes me stand out. I remember when Chris Rock and Dave Chappelle was on a Fife's radio show and they was giving me dab. I was like, wow, they really talk about me on the show. So me being the humble guy I am, I'm just a regular dude. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It do feel good when you get people who in the game who give you your propers. That felt good. That felt good. Yep.
So what's next for you? Because, you know, when you did the Black Jesus thing, everybody, it was a controversy around that. You know, you playing Black Jesus. So what's next for you?
I wasn't Black Jesus, but that show, in my opinion, the network didn't want it to be what it was going to be.
Because
it was going to be number one on their network. Mm-hmm. And they didn't want to have Black Jesus as their main show. That's why here it is, 3 years since the last one aired.
Right.
We're getting ready to do it September 20th. They're going to finally air it, which I'm glad they're going to finally air it.
Oh, so it's coming back out?
Yeah, September 20th. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
The first one of season three. It was kind of weird when we went back because my brother Charlie Murphy wasn't there.
Right.
Rest in peace. But so they gave me more stuff to say. So I'm really glad it's coming out. I got to act a fool a little bit. You know what I'm saying? So, I look, in life, man, if you really are honest with yourself about what you're doing, doors open. Doors open, man.
Do you feel like, because a lot of comedians, a lot of people say that they only let one Black comedian through at a time, Hollywood, they only let that one come through. Do you feel like that somebody is something like that that's holding other comedians back, or that is for some reason Hollywood doesn't want them to be that star?
Is what Hollywood is, you know, if they throw you some work, then you take it while it's there, because it don't last long for nobody. You need to establish yourself. I would tell any, especially a Black comic, establish yourself with your people so you can always have an audience.
Mm-hmm.
If the streets like you,
you good.
You can eat almost as long as you alive. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. If the streets like you. So I'm glad that I have no regrets about Hollywood. Hollywood, you know, everything I did in Hollywood was...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Person who saw me and liked me. So it was all a connect anyway. You know what I'm saying? Ain't none of that. oh, I got to get talented enough to do this. Let me tell you something. If you got it, people going to see it. And then when they see you, like when I see guys like Tyler Perry or whoever who's doing movies, they be like, Corey. Mm-hmm. And then they throw me a lick. They be like, I want you to do this. I'll be like, all right, that's what's up.
So Burpee, you got to get the streets to like you, man, because you going to be starving.
The streets just came out for my show, lad. They came out here.
Yeah, it was seven people.
From the True Lion Federal Credit Union. That's
my type. No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B, Sweetie, Janae Aiko, City Girls. Speaking of that song right there, y'all make sure y'all log on to our Instagram pages and watch the latest version of Madhouse Lift. Who's on the latest version of Madhouse Lift?
The cheerleaders from Myers Park High School hopped in the Madhouse Lift today.
They did not.
They hopped in, and we hopped out.
I'm out. Not riding with all these white girls.
Y'all don't want to ride with the cheerleaders.
Not riding with all. It was too many of them. You're talking about 20 white girls and two black dudes.
In a Honda Element. They don't go together.
This is not going to pan out the way we think it's going to pan out.
We had a good time.
You did.
Yeah. Me and Burpee. Black dudes?
Yeah, me and Burpee was in the lift with them.
He had that Dwight Howard look.
Corey Holcomb live inside the Madhouse. Corey, you actually got to be at the Comedy Zone this weekend.
Yeah, man. I'm about to tear it up. Guaranteed. Look, I feel so good about what I'm doing nowadays. I think I can say this. This is going to be one of the funniest shows you've ever seen. Mm. And I don't even talk like that. But I just been, sometimes you be in a zone with what you do. I'm in a zone right now. I'm killing them.
Who was it, the last comedian that was in here, they said that they don't write their jokes out. They just have a list of topics.
That was Earthquake said that.
Earthquake. He says he just has a list of topics, and it just goes off of that. Do you write your jokes out, or like, what's your process?
I write some jokes out. My show is probably about 70% routine and 30% freestyle most of the time. But sometimes it'd be like half and half up there. It's what comes to you. But like when you was talking about somebody say they just talk about topics, I'm like, who is this? Then you said Earthquake?
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, yeah, Earthquake funny.
Yeah.
He said he hasn't written jokes in over 30 years. That's what he told us last week when he was here.
Yeah.
Earthquake funny. Yeah. We them older guys who know not to look for girlfriends on the road. We look for purchases on the road.
What's the craziest thing that's happened to you on the road?
Getting in the car with a girl and I know better.
But you made that decision.
Yeah, it was stupid. I know better than all you entertainers, athletes, you on the road. Mm-hmm. Don't ever get in no car with no woman. They gonna put you in harm's way. I knew better.
What happened, Cor?
She just, I'm hungry. Let's go get something to eat. And you know, back then, it was that, I ain't had no rent a car, that type of thing. I was like, oh, man. But I knew better. I got in the car with her like a knucklehead. We went to a diner, and all of a sudden, some dude come sit right by me. I was like, man, your girl in the bathroom, man. I knew what it was.
You knew what it was?
They going to put you in harm's way every time. I was like, you ain't got no man in there? No, I ain't got no man. But here's the funny thing. Dude, he was big dude, too. Mm. He recognized who I was. So he took her car keys, parked her car over there somewhere in the diner, and yanked her in his car, threw her down, and he was like, you want to ride back to the hotel, man? I was like...
Did you say the ride back? Did you say...
It was ice winter time in Iowa. I was like,
Iowa?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, yeah. I took the ride because I could tell he knew who I was.
Yeah.
And then they got to arguing and fighting in the car. Well, they got to arguing and he looked like he was going to hit her. I say, brother, don't hit her. You're going to go to jail. He turned around and looked at me. He was like, shut your punk. And I couldn't say nothing because I looked outside. It wasn't nothing but ice and snow. I had to take that. I was like, you're right. Shut up. He dropped me off. He was like, good luck with your career, bro.
was that the last time you got in a car with a
man? I ain't getting in no car with no woman, man. Never. Never. I got to know you. And then I'm still nervous. I ain't getting no car with no woman. I ain't going to never tell you about that dude in love.
Well, what's the craziest thing that happened to you while you was on stage?
Say again?
What's the craziest thing happened to you while you was on stage? Like, nobody never ran up on you or nothing like that while you was on stage?
It's always a woman. See, men size each other up. Most of the time, we don't want it. You know, there's some crazy dudes out there who do anything. But most guys size each other up and be like, it ain't worth me getting hurt.
Yeah.
But women don't care. They will run up on you and play victim after it happened. Because this lady ran up on me and I did what I do out of fear.
You were scared of her?
I was scared of her. So,
you don't know what they got coming up to this stage.
What happened? Look, so you was doing your set?
I'm going to put it like this. A girl, she threw her drink at Eddie Griffin one day at this comedy club in California. And then when he threw the drink back at her, you know she sued the club, right?
Wow.
She tried to sue the club. So I already knew what the girl was on, but she ran up on me.
Oh, the same
like
while
you was on the stage?
Yeah, man. I'm going to tell you something. That mic hurt. Everybody who runs up
they need to know.
They think that mic is just for talking into.
The whole thing.
That mic hurt. Especially when it hit them teeth. look like somebody with gingivitis ate an apple. What I'm thinking. I hit them teeth with that mic. That mic hurt, man.
This is WPEG. Concord, Charlotte, Gastonia, Rock Hill.
And home of No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse.
Fire my soul.
We're Power 98.
We're Power 98.
Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B.
Corey Holcomb live inside the Madhouse. As a matter of fact, we're going to play everybody's favorite game show while Corey Holcomb is in the building. We're going to play Are You
Black Smart?
570 WPEG, Megan Thee Stallion, the baby, while you're dialing cash. Power 98.
Yeah, I'm in my bag, but I mean...
It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are You Black Smart? No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Y'all know what time it is. 598 WPEG, good morning. Who is this?
Brianna.
Hey, Brianna, we're going to give you three. We're going to play Black Smart. We're going to give you three questions. If you can get two of the three questions correct, you win. You are Black Smart. However, if you do not, we need your hood black card, all right?
All right.
What? All right, I'm going to kick it off for you this morning, all right?
Mm-hmm.
It is September the 13th, Friday the 13th. I need you to name, or I need you to say two sayings black people would yell out during a scary movie.
That's one. I'll be like,
These are specific to black people.
Yeah, these are specific to black people.
Girl, get out of there, run.
That's one. A little bit, but that first one ain't gonna work.
Do you go to the movie?
Okay.
Do you run?
Corey, you gonna help out on this?
I'm gonna help out.
Help him, man. Two things black people would yell out during a scary movie while watching the scary movie.
Hell no.
That's one of them. What else?
Get your ass out of this.
All right, what you got for me, Jessica?
All right, in a black household, when your mama tells you keep talking, what should you do?
Be quiet.
Shut your ass up.
Go in your room.
And sit down. You want your third question for GP?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Burp, what you got for me?
For GP, since we're on the September 13th, Friday the 13th thing, when do black people die in scary movies?
In the beginning.
In the damn beginning.
When the credit's still on.
We're going to put you in the party for the 935 reunion at Club World. It's going down September 21st, 900 NC Music Factory Boulevard. You're going to be in there. Larry's hosting. Incognito is going to be giving you some of the music. Tell everybody what station.
Power 98.
Get the latest news and celebrity gossip.
Yeah.
And find out more about the artists we play on the way.
This is Lil Uzi Vert.
Sign there. Be in the building.
Holler at your folks. What do you have to say?
Madhouse question of the morning. The hashtag MH. QOTD. Question of the day. Yeah. MHQOTD. Question of the day. Make sure y'all log on. And today's question was what, Burp?
Today's question, because it's September 13th, we want to know, of these three matchups, who would win out of these three matchups? Would it be Chucky versus Annabelle, Michael Myers versus Jason? Who would win between Jigsaw versus Hannibal Lecter? And y'all, one thing is for sure. Y'all keep saying Chucky gonna be
Annabelle. Chucky gonna whoop Annabelle. That's what everybody say.
Chucky is gonna win everything. Some of y'all.
Annabelle smile.
I don't know. She don't move. That's why I'm scared of her. She's a spirit. She's an evil spirit.
Girls be looking when the sex over quick.
That make the Annabelle face.
Hashtag Annabelle face.
That's a good hashtag. That is a good hashtag.
New hashtag. Hashtag Annabelle face.
What? If I see the hashtag, we know it came off the madhouse.
That's right.
Annabelle Dawn is checking in with us. She hit us up in our DM. She says that Annabelle would win that one because anybody named Annabelle is crazy.
And what her name?
And her name is Annabelle.
Yeah, she must be crazy.
For the second one, she said Jason. And because she said machetes got more reach than a knife.
That makes sense.
And then for the third round, she said Hannibal Lecter would win that one. By the time they got to the fight, Jigsaw would be about to die of old age anyway.
Yeah, he had cancer. He had cancer, too.
He had everything.
Yeah.
He had cancer. They
scary characters got cancer?
Yeah, he did.
Saul did.
Hannibal Lecter was a cannibal. Yeah, That's why he would kill everybody. And then there wouldn't be no evidence because he's going to eat you.
He was Jeffrey Dahmer.
What was really? Samuel Jackson character in Glass? He was all fragile.
Mr. Glass.
Yeah.
Yeah, his bones would just break.
Yeah, like some of these girls be all fragile.
Also, we got the voicemail pop.
Push you out that chair if you don't stop talking.
Also, we got the voicemail pop at 704-227-8780. On the voicemail, they wanted to talk about Cam Newton, man. Oh, boy.
Somebody need to say it. I don't know why nobody won't, but somebody need to say it. So I will. Cam Newton, you terrible. You can't throw a fit. My grandma throw better than you. She threw her cane at me once and connect better than you. I mean, all you care about is that nappy head and wearing a scarf. Your whole game done turned to trash. Just say your shoulder hurt. Go lay down somewhere. Ah, terrible, man. Terrible.
This is Mr. What the Hell. Oh, Lord, no limit. Big dog, you retired from flag football. Boy, I remember back in the day, I think we was at Sugar Creek under the lights one night. Bull got an interception, and they tackled the hell out of Bull. And me and you were like, oh, that's how y'all want to play? And the rest of the night, we tackled anybody that had the ball. And speaking of football, Carolina Panthers, y'all better go sign Cap immediately. I love Cam, but Cam, get your head right. I don't know what's going on with you, but boy, you out there looking bad. Cam need a threat. Cam, no, as long as he can walk on that field, they not going to bench him. Until y'all get a threat to Cam black ass, this is what y'all going to get. Damn, Cam.
It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse voicemail. The views and opinions expressed are those of the Power 98 listeners and not the views and opinions of Power 98 or its advertisers.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.